Hi, I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days.
Hello, beautiful people. This is Leia again, and as promised in my last episode, today we are doing our first Bombs from Atlanta episode.
Yay.
And I have with me my daughter Taylor.
Hello.
I'm blessed to have this girl with me. We've been talking about doing this for a while, so the fact that we are actually doing it, thumbs up, everybody.
Two thumbs up for us.
Two thumbs up for us. Okay, so first, let's talk about where we got the name Bombs from Atlanta.
Well, first, I want to name it something with what specimens. You didn't like that. So I picked Bombs from Atlanta. I thought that was funny.
So, of course, Bombs from Atlanta.
I thought it was funny.
I'm not a bomb, and I didn't give birth to any bombs, but my daughter thought it was funny, and so we're going with Bombs from Atlanta, but it's an acronym, and so it is Blessed, Unique, Marvelous Survivors, and we are survivors. I know, might think it's corny on the opposite side, but words mean a lot to me, so I had to turn it into something that I felt was positive and not just cute and funny and that we're bums. So, today I think we're going to talk about
good times.
Good times. Classics.
One of my favorite shows. That's horrible.
Classic 70s show. And I initially wanted to break out into singing the theme song, but I met with a little opposition. So out of respect for my daughter, we're not doing that.
Thank you.
This time. But I still think it would have been funny.
Maybe the next episode that we do about it.
Okay. But this one, we're going to talk about good times. And should we start with the good or the bad?
Let's start with the good, I guess.
Okay, let's start with the good. I like what the original concept of black family, husband,
father,
wife,
present. Yeah.
Kids. I love that concept. I love what they were trying to do with it. What do you love about it?
I mean, there were a whole lot of black shows back then. They did what they could do. They tried their best. It was the first season. I wouldn't say it was the best, but it was more honest. They were trying to portray a normal black family back then, and then JJ.
He kind of took over and became a monster.
And then became just the plot.
So almost like Family Matters with
Family
Steve
Matters,
Urkel.
227, a lot of shows that were originally about one person, the star takes over, and then it just loses
the original concept.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about episodes. Off the top of my head, I love the episodes when James is happy.
Me too. There are a few.
Yeah.
But this one doesn't happen. I'm like, seriously?
Right. I love when James is happy about getting a bonus. What was it,
$25? $25. You're terrible.
He wasn't angry black husband, angry black man, angry black dad. He was happy.
Exactly.
And I felt like he deserved to be happy on more episodes.
Exactly.
Like,
they're always with the whole angry black dad and then the doofy son and the...
Goodness. But, like, they could have done so much better.
They could have. If JJ
Writers,
wasn't around.
I just don't.
But they don't care about, you know, they mostly just care about jokes. And the audience liked JJ for whatever reason. I mean, he's not that funny. You have to think
exactly
about that humor back then. Like, he wasn't that funny. Yelling and all that crap, making
right,
dumb jokes, just irritating.
Right.
Like, who would, in real life, during a serious situation, would
yes
crack out a stupid joke like that?
Yes.
Especially with the dad you have.
Hey, thank you. How bright are you?
All yelling and you still keep
like,
going.
Like, if I had James for my daddy and he was frustrated coming home, right?
Those
lips. Like, I would be somewhere in the corner being
I go
quiet
in a room, I know.
Thelma had that beautiful room, exactly. Like, I'd be in that room just all the time. Just go in there. I would never come
out. Or the bathroom.
I would never come out.
He's a comedic relief that nobody asked for.
That's beautiful. Oh, God, that is beautiful. Like, great observation. Something, okay, I think we can go back and forth. So, something that I don't like about the show is that before it started, James was Henry.
Yeah, he's Florida, a firefighter, right?
Was a maid. She was on Maud, and he was a firefighter.
Exactly.
And I don't see why they could not have kept him as a fireman.
Well, you're not showing him as the husband, and back then they didn't want to do that with black families. So, yeah, if you're not showing him on screen, he could be a firefighter. But if he's going to be in a show, he can't be support his family steadily.
Well, here's the thing. You can have steady employment and still struggle. You can still show struggle.
He had a lot of jobs, but they were a firefighter. I mean, they don't get paid a lot, but I think
that's what I'm saying.
It might not make a lot of sense that they were struggling that much if he had.
Well, that's the thing too. Did they have to struggle so much?
Exactly. Like, you got shows like What's Happening. They weren't rich.
I was thinking about Mabel.
But Mabel,
she was a maid. She was a housekeeper, and she had a house.
And they were always,
there was no man, no husband present.
Plenty of food.
D had plenty of peanut butter. Rerun could come over
with his Twinkies.
And eat his Twinkies. Eat as much as he wanted to.
The parties he had sometimes.
Mabel could eat.
Exactly.
Nobody was starving. You know, I don't even think, with Raj being as skinny as he was, JJ was skinny too. Nobody was starving.
And yeah, they but she were didn't not, have a husband.
So. Right. And they were not every morning the dreaded oatmeal.
With no sugar.
Like, where's the brown sugar? Where's the cinnamon? Where's the raisins? Like,
But she didn't have a husband, so they probably felt more comfortable with her having more stuff.
But he wasn't present. So
yeah, with James, you can't show a black father back then taking care of his family the way Mabel did. So you have to. He's always angry. He's always getting laid off. He's always getting fired.
Just like, how was Mabel able to hold it down by herself?
Exactly.
But then James, a very hardworking man, was not able to. Everything was a struggle.
Exactly.
And I just think they could have done so much more with the show.
I mean, even the writer said once they were done with it. You know, I never lean more towards the bad stuff, but even the writer said that when it was over, they were ashamed to say they had worked on it. Because they had a vision in their minds, and then it just went into something else. And they couldn't really bring it back. You know, you try to bring in Penny, you try to bring in Keith, but by the end season, Bookman, but by the end season, and I don't, like I said, another bad thing, Bookman, that made absolutely no sense for them to befriend him the way that
Thank
they did.
Thank you. Oh.
First off, he's a janitor.
How does he have so much power?
Exactly, he's a janitor. She shouldn't have much power. You're not the landlord. You don't own the building. You cannot evict people.
Why are we afraid of him?
Exactly. Why are you guys afraid of him? Second,
why is he coming over for a dozen biscuits?
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand.
Messed up stuff for your dad, and then once James passed, they were friends with him.
Yeah.
And then the episode about the petition, we watched that a few days ago, and I was thinking, first off, he doesn't do his job, so you shouldn't feel guilty for getting him fired.
Yeah.
And then it's like you guys like to struggle for something. Like, right. Thing.
Yeah, I think Florida really did.
You guys like to, the whole, first of all, that episode, The Windfall.
Oh, yeah.
When he found the money, you should have kept the money. It's not like he went out there and stole it. There was plenty of opportunities. That's another thing.
Yes.
James had a bunch of opportunities to help the family get out of poverty. And the only way that they were able to finally get out of poverty is Keith and the football scholarship thing.
Yeah, that's not...
That's another thing. Back then, the only way that black people can do anything is with sports.
Right. James, when he started the business and repairing...
And that's another thing. Bookman was extorting them, and then he ended up making them stop the business. And then you guys end up becoming friends with him.
I don't understand that. Like, exactly. I'd have a hate on for him for the rest of eternity.
I mean, I just don't like Booker's character. I know they try to make it funny, but it's like,
He wasn't.
He wasn't. Messed over them, and
he just was not funny. And I don't get the point. I don't get the purpose of his character at all.
Main characters leave the show, they always try to bring in side people. That's what Wona. I mean, I understand why they had to put Wona in the front seat, but it wasn't the same without Florida. I mean, first off, it went downhill the whole show after James died. But then the whole her leaving, to go be with Carl. That
in Arizona.
Let's let she do it all.
So much against her character. That is something Florida Evans would never have done.
She said the character of the people who wrote the show did it to spite her.
Yeah.
An atheist.
And it feels like it.
They did.
Like you said, he doesn't believe in God. She's a, you know, believes in God, Bible-thumping woman. Yes. And now she's with an atheist.
After, like, are you kidding me? She didn't know that
long. Right. And then the other thing that bothered me was that James tried to have a business. It doesn't work. Then she gets with a guy who has a successful business doing the same thing.
They did that on purpose.
And now Michael is down there working like he never had a father figure in his life.
Maybe a year ago. And you're... Are you kidding me? Oh. You guys are already telling her she's getting married to this guy.
Like, really?
That's not really realistic, I don't think. The kid's just jumping on board with her mother marrying this new guy.
I don't see it. I just don't see it being realistic. Like,
it wasn't realistic. But they just had to bring in more characters, just find a way to push Florida out of the show.
Yeah.
Because she was making a lot of fuss behind the scenes about where the show was going and JJ.
Yeah, forgive us for wanting to put out some something with some standards and quality, and you know, trying to stand up for that.
We can't do that with someone like what's his real name, Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, Jimmy Walker.
And even still, when he became a star of the show, the jokes weren't even funny. That couldn't save the views. You're the star now, but it's not funny.
No,
I think, like, you know, my sister May said, the way that he interacts with James is probably what's funnier. The way that they get each other.
Exactly.
But him by himself, they try to make him more like a ladies' man and all that stuff. Yeah, it wasn't, no. It's not funny.
No, it just, it didn't land.
It didn't land.
Or it didn't take off.
No, it
didn't take off. I don't know.
I mean, the sixth season, he didn't really calm down a lot. But you saw, with Penny and all the new characters they were trying to do, I feel like they were trying to save the show. They were trying to bring it back to something. But by then, it was too late. Florida, she came back, but it just wasn't there anymore.
You introduced
new characters, you kill off other characters. Mm-hmm. Like I said, JJ wasn't funny. I don't know what the heck, Thelma, her character just, after James died...
She fell apart.
Exactly, she fell apart. It's like, Keith, I mean, I don't really have a problem with Keith. I don't really like his character. I feel like he was selfish, and he did end up taking them out of the ghetto, so...
There were other ways that they could have got out of the ghetto. Let's talk about Alaska.
Yeah, the episode, what was it called? A Real Cool Job.
Okay.
Where James gets an offer to work on pipelines in Alaska. And his wife, Florida, just loses her mind about...
Yeah, at first they all think they're going.
Exactly.
And he's like, no, I'm going. For a year, I think.
A year.
And a year? We can't sacrifice a year.
Exactly.
To, you know... make a better life for ourselves.
Because in the end, he ended up being gone forever.
Right. Like...
Well, you let him go to Mississippi for a job where we don't know how long he was gone there. Obviously, when he's not there, like the episode about the baby shower, they mentioned him being out of work, out of town for work and stuff. So that's okay, but him being gone with a steady job,
right,
bringing home money is a problem.
And you don't have babies.
Exactly. Like, she tries to say Michael's only, what, 13? Like,
Michael needs to get himself together.
And when she was trying to go to school, she said how you looked at your family, they're practically grown. So
exactly. So which is it? You're contradicting yourself.
Exactly. Just because you don't want him to leave.
Thinking it's going to be a sacrifice. It's not going to be comfortable. You're going to miss your man. I get it. But go out there and conquer.
Exactly.
And bring back the bacon.
Exactly, the heck.
You know, that was a great opportunity. Let's go back to the Borgen. What is it? Borgen's Market?
Borgen's Market.
Supermarket. Supermarket where he got the money from the robbery. The fact that he held on to, what was it, $2,000 or $3,000?
I think it was $2,000.
$2,000 shows that he knew that he should.
Exactly.
But he knew that he shouldn't let them know.
Yeah, but then she was on him about it. And they kept getting the threats and everything. And then he just exploded. He didn't explode, but...
But he revealed. He threw all the money on the table.
Which I would have done.
And I don't think he should have done that. Keep that money in your pocket. Pay those bills. Like...
But with someone like Flora, she's probably going to wonder... Like when JJ got that job.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to wonder what he's doing. And you're probably going to be asking, are you doing something illegal? So...
That makes you think about the Black Jesus episode. Like I said, money. when he came in with gifts.
It's like, seriously, he can't come up with what, $1,000 without Tootsie the Leaker? That shit think of me.
It wasn't even that. It was a couple of $100, like, I think, from his taxes. From the IRS, I think. He bought her a coat.
She didn't deserve.
What was it? Football for Michael or shoes?
I think it was shoes for Michael.
Shoes for Michael. What did he buy? Thelma?
Thelma got a shirt. And
okay.
JJ got those pajamas.
The red pajamas. Yes. Oh, goodness. Okay, so not a lot of money, but good for James. And she just could not, like, it's just a little bit of money.
Exactly.
Lord, girl.
In the first season, she was a little more like, you know, more Bible thumping in the first season.
Yeah, holding about,
this is wrong and this is wrong. In the third season, she didn't really calm down. After James died, her character changed. She wasn't really, I don't know, she wanted to work. She got to work. And then she was, I know, you know, you don't have help, so you're probably going to be more stressed out.
Yeah, she was stressed out. But her character
was a little more, was meaner.
Yeah, she was.
She was always snapping at the kids. And I get it, because her husband just died, so, like I said,
it changes
stressed.
You. It changes
it
you.
It changes you, but again, I feel like they were just trying to change her character entirely, just to spite her.
Yeah.
She doesn't really talk about the Lord as much.
Yeah, remember the lottery episode when JJ won the lottery and everybody in the house bought tickets. Even Florida.
Florida would not have.
Are you kidding me?
Would not have let them gamble. She would have made a fuss about that. She would have done it herself. She would have been okay with them doing it.
Yeah, just like when she kicked him out after she found out he was running numbers or something. When he,
you know. Another thing, she got upset with her cousin Raymond in like the next to last episode because he was betting on the horses. But you're gambling.
So what, like?
But I feel like that's another thing. The show forgets so many things.
The continuity is terrible. Always
it's
off.
Awful. So you probably don't think that's not in her character to do something like that. As long as it pushes the episode forward, they'll do it. Make them say whatever. Like, that episode where JJ, like you said, when you got the job, they were talking about their furniture and how the furniture is gonna be
repossessed.
And the TV. And I'm thinking, they own that stuff.
Yeah, right.
They own that couch. They own those beds.
I don't think they're paying on the furniture.
They're not and if they were, when James was having a bad time, that would have been repossessed a long time ago.
Exactly. Like, the phone was turned off.
Exactly. They own that stuff. So, what's the point? They could be poor without their furniture need to be taken away.
Like, no, we got to just strip everything away from these people.
Exactly. It's like, come on. They can't have anything. Or, like you said, the apartment. They could have kept the apartment up. They could have kept it nice. The episode where she, wanted to do that house...
The contest competition for the like great apartment.
And she made the house was pretty. They had plants. Yeah. They had
did slip covers for the sofa.
And then the next episode, it's all gone.
Yeah, it was back to the drab browns.
I know.
We can't even keep. I get a pretty floral slip cover.
The cover, because the boys have to sleep in the bed. But you can put it back on in the morning.
Because I've had a slip cover before, and that's exactly what you
it
do.
It was pretty, but we messed it up.
I had one that I made by hand, and then I think I started buying them. Yeah. But, you know, because my mom did that type of thing. She, you know, was good at sewing, and she always, you know, I would go off to visit my dad for the weekend, and I would come back, and the living room would look like she had all new furniture because she had been sewing slip covers all weekend.
She was so busy.
So, yeah. Meaning the furniture underneath had to be sturdy. You know, so, but, you know, because we didn't have the money for her to get a whole new set, she would just do slip covers.
That's smart, though. Just redecorate.
So that's something I did learn from my mom. But, yeah, the plants, the slip cover, the curtains.
The fish. She gave them.
All were gone.
Exactly.
So on good times, we can't even keep just the basics of, you know, a nice looking apartment.
Exactly, can't have nothing.
Can't have nothing.
No food, no money.
Like you said, the food, the roast beef episode when they got sick. It's like, what she said, she spent like $12 for
was it
or 12? Something.
Yeah, it was 12. I can't remember the cent. It was 12 bucks.
Okay, like, just can't even have a good meal.
Exactly.
Can we have that Christmas episode when her family came over was a good episode.
It was nice.
She was happy. James was happy about his bonus. You know, everybody looked nice. The apartment looked nice. The only negative at the beginning was the wreath was stolen, I think, right?
Yes.
Off the door. And then Naomi, of course.
At the end, they were still getting their presents, and it was a nice ending.
Yeah. And it might be the only time, only Christmas, where they actually show them, you know.
Yeah, I think that's only Christmas. Well, actually, only Christmas with James. They did two more, but James wasn't there. Yeah. That was after he died.
So those don't matter to me.
It doesn't matter, no.
No. I, you know, after James is gone, it's just kind of like, what?
There was, I mean, season four was okay. It wasn't great. But like I said, you can't really beat the episodes when James was there. When James was there. And I think all of them knew that. And that's why they tried to bring in new characters. But the dynamic was messed up by then. Mm-hmm. And you're just going for, but people don't really like it. You're just going.
You're just watching it because you're used to watching it. And you want to see what happens to this family. I think that's maybe what's going on.
Exactly.
Hmm.
I think we should touch on the continuity issues a little more, because there are plenty. Plenty. But there's so many I can't really think of the first, off the top of my head, the first one I want to talk about.
Huh. Continuity.
We can just talk about the jokes. They reuse jokes a lot in that show.
Oh, yeah. The one about the stamp.
Exactly. The one about the stamp.
The price of stamps going up.
This inflation jokes that we use all the time. The jokes about, the joke that James made about, what was it? Michael had asked James, do they ask you if you're black on the application? And in season six, that same joke was told with Keith and Michael. And I remember thinking, do the actors know I've said this before? Do they remember and just say, what the heck?
Do they
even care? Right. Or do you forget?
Do they know it the way we know it? Or
that you've said that
maybe
before?
Maybe not.
They might not. I mean, maybe they don't care because you're getting a paycheck. But I don't really think that Michael was happy with the show. And I don't think so either.
Yeah,
I don't
because
think Thelma was happy with the show either.
You know, he's not always present in things that they do now.
He was. I don't think the new one they did. Was he there? I don't think he was.
I don't think so.
He wasn't there.
I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
The person that plays Thelma, and then June Walker.
Mm-hmm.
But then even, I mean, I know this is probably just, that didn't mean nothing. When she shut the door on him, when they were coming into the set.
Yeah, I think she said it didn't, but I think it did.
First of all, I think, Shayna, you have to, also too, the actor Jimmy Walker. He says some things that are a little shady towards the cast. Like, your role, you think just because you were the star. It's a crappy show. It turned to a crappy show. So, your role wasn't that great. You can't. Like, Steve Urkel. I read something that the woman who plays Harriet. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Marie Payton?
Yeah, I think so.
Like that. They were saying that there was a lot of, like, strife behind the scenes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because Steve just was supposed to be a guest star. And he took over.
Right.
And you probably feel that way with Good Times. Like, you're one of the kids, and you end up taking over the entire show. And then, you know, Thelma was very close with, you know,
Esther Rolle.
Mm-hmm. So then her to lead the show, James lead the show, her to lead the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have to do it with Ralph Carr.
Yeah, who's left.
Exactly, with who's left, you're probably thinking, what the heck, where's the show going?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm sure that you're wondering what's going on, and you have a lot of thoughts. If we have thoughts about it, I'm sure you do.
Exactly. The black writers in the show were ashamed of it. I mean, Norman Lear didn't really care as much because, you know, if a show tanks, you can always start a new one.
Yeah.
He had other shows. But for those people, that was like one of the first big writing things that they got to write on. So you had an idea about it. And then
And you want to do so much with it.
Exactly.
And you know that you can. But then your hands are tied. Or you're fired like John Amos. You know, Esther Rolle leaves.
Exactly.
And you don't get to shine.
The way you want to.
The way you want to. And that's got to be tragic for those writers, I think.
Exactly.
And the actors. Because it really could have been.
Great.
It really could have been. I think that's what when I watch it, I'm always kind of have that in the back of my head. Like, man, they really could have done so much with this show.
You got to pick integrity over a few cheap laughs. Just because people are laughing when JJ comes in doesn't mean you have to give in to the crap he's doing.
And like you said, that goes to, are people laughing with you or are people laughing at you?
People are laughing at you. Because now, like I said, people making the memes and the jokes about JJ.
Exactly.
People, come on. It's buffoonery. Exactly. And you think because you're being loud laughs.
When Kamani was here visiting and it was on the screen, she said, what's wrong with his face?
That little girl.
And that's it. It's just like, you're, you know, come on. All the over the top.
6 year old knows it.
Yes. 6 years old, and she could look at it and know.
That's not normal.
It's not normal.
The way you behave is not normal.
God.
I mean, there's no way that type of comedy would fly in a TV show now. But in the 70s, with all the black exploitation, all that stuff, mm-hmm. they didn't really care how they present black people. So, like you said, they're laughing at you, but you think, while they love you, you're going to all the talk shows, you got the dynamite, people got your name on their shirts and stuff. Like you said, you kind of mess yourself over, because even now, that's all you're known for. You try to do serious acting.
Exactly.
You try to break away from that, but you're mm-hmm. just known as JJ, because you made such a big deal of being JJ, and now you're JJ.
Yeah, you're stuck with
You'll
it.
You'll be forever JJ.
Yes, you're stuck with it. Now, I know he was on Everybody Hates Chris as the grandfather, right?
Yeah.
So, but still...
a clown, though. Talk about hitting people with a brick.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. And remember, we talk about the things that they pretty much kind of lifted from A Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah, there's a plenty of stuff.
The eBay.
eBay, where she met eBay.
Mm-hmm.
She was in college, and the girl in Raisin in the Sun was in college.
Right.
There are other things. I'm trying to think. But yeah, also too, Ralph Carter, I think he was in the stage play.
Yes, he was. Raisin in the Sun. Yes, he was.
Wait, there are plenty
so
of
his,
things.
So his career had a great deal of promise.
Exactly.
And then I think he ran into good times, and it could have been a great vehicle.
I mean, of all the characters, he wasn't the worst. Of all the characters who just... I mean, also you have to understand, like, they changed his character too. In the
they did.
He was about being a lawyer and helping out with black mm-hmm. cause and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
little then, black militant.
And then mm-hmm. he was more of just a ladies' man. All he cared about was girls, and he didn't really care about school, and... I mean...
Yeah. Wow.
Thelma was focusing more on school. She did like boys and stuff, but she was focusing more on school. She seemed to have more confidence. And like in the later seasons, it's just like she was just irrational.
Yeah. Screaming and guy, having temper tantrums. And
that guy that she was dating.
Which one? The married one?
Exactly. That she knew.
Well, the bigamist.
The bigamist. Like you said, you've known him for like a few months and you're crying over him.
Yes.
Well, the other Thelma would not have done that.
No, I don't think
she
so.
She knew her worth.
Yes, there you go. You gotta
too much, but
yeah, you gotta know your worth. And I don't know if the writers instilled that into the characters.
They didn't.
And that's the problem. Like, even when you are struggling, even when you are black, even when you are down and out, knowing your worth, that's what a lot of us strong black people have.
I think that's what Flora wanted, though.
It is exactly what she wanted, which is why she fought to have a husband present.
Exactly, for her children.
They didn't care about her having a husband present. She fought to have a husband
wonder,
and wife.
Did she want them to struggle so much, or was that just the writers? You just kind of have to go with it.
It may very well be. I fought for the husband. I won that. And like I said, it was a fight. She and John Amos had to fight a lot. With the writers and the creator, you know, the people in charge, had to fight a lot.
Many
just
shows,
to
they probably didn't have much power over in much of the show. You can't say anything about JJ. You can't say anything about where those stories going. You just mm-hmm. have to go with it. Or get fired, like John Amos got fired. And then, I think Flora, did she want to leave? Or was she not able to because of her contract? I think she had to come back
in
season 6 because of her contract.
Yeah, she had to.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I think she just left in season 4. And then they made that whole, Carl thing to just, you know, kind of stick it to you
mm-hmm.
for leaving and making mm-hmm. a fuss. And then you bring JJ. And like I said, JJ, they're trying to become a suave ladies' man, and that just was not working.
No, it didn't fly well.
It didn't.
It really didn't. It's sad, but John Amos' career did really well.
He
did after.
Well. The rest of them, you can't really think of anything that they've been except for good times. Esther Rowe was doing things before, though.
She had the dance troupe.
But she'd already been in Maude, though, too.
Right. Of course, Penny, Millicent.
Yes.
AKA Janet Jackson.
Exactly.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. You know, but she was not the original cast. She came in later.
That's our fault. She didn't want to do it. She's her dad forced her to.
I didn't know that.
I think she didn't want to be in the show, or her dad made her be in the
show. Wow. I didn't know that. Huh. Well, thank God it didn't derail her career.
Exactly. She blew up.
You know, it didn't derail her career. Have any more favorites or thoughts or anything else you want to touch on? We can always do another episode.
It is a comfort show. It's nice to watch. Even though it's got a lot of problems, you still can't. I love to watch Good Times. You just have to know that there are going to be some bad jokes.
Right.
That the continuity is going to be terrible.
Yeah. And that's going to go and listen, time. And we do, I think, we pick at those things. I think, and that's part of the comfort for us.
I think it's also, too, like you said, people who like the show because they're poor, but then shows now, the jokes and the characters aren't great. Like I said, you can compare Blackish. People are like, we've arrived because we have a show like Blackish. It's like, first off, not every Black person's experience is like Blackish. Some people can relate to Good Times because they struggle, but exactly. You want to see it in the right light. You don't want to see it as they're a bunch of buffoons, mm-hmm, they can't get mm-hmm. anywhere, they're screwing themselves over, yeah. Versus like Blackish. People like it because they're rich, but it's like,
yeah.
The writing's not that great.
It's not one of my favorite shows.
It's not my favorite show either.
It's not something that if right now I'm going to pick something to watch, Blackish would not be on the list.
Like I said, Black shows have gone just personally. Better, but people just think that because they're more polished, that, mm-hmm. the show is great. It's like, the writing's not there, the characters aren't great, but just because they're not poor, you know, we think we've arrived. Like I said, Good Times, it's good because at that time they weren't really showing that many Black families.
Exactly.
We had Safford's son, but that wasn't, I mean, they were a family, but, you know, father and son. That's exactly. A whole family in Good Times. Exactly. And that was...
Maybe that should be our next episode.
I love Sarah Sun.
I know.
And then maybe you could do Roseanne.
Listen, every baby I've ever loved, I say this all the time, every baby I have ever loved in my life, you know, through foster care and different things like that, I have sat and watched Sarah and Sun with. They love the theme song. You all love the theme song. And it's like, it's a connection. It's a connection.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you can take the good from, right, both, it's not a perfect show.
No show's perfect. Most shows go downhill after some time. It's just that theirs kind of went downhill relatively fast.
Wow.
You could tell from the beginning that it was starting to, when JJ started getting more time. And I guess that's the thing. I wonder what the show would have been like if another actor had played JJ, an actor that, you know, had the same morals as the rest of the cast, wasn't thinking about himself. Because you have to think, too, the other actors, not just Florida and James. What's her name? Bernadette Stannis. Mm-hmm. And Ralph Carter. You have to think, they had to be on the show with him, thinking probably, you know, you only care about yourself. You're only caring about yourself getting a raise and getting more screen time. Mm-hmm. You're fighting for your friends to be on the show, but you're not really thinking about the overall impact that the show is leaving on people.
And that's the problem, and I think the foresight that he lacked.
Exactly.
That, like you said, Esther and John were trying to create something great.
Exactly.
And you weren't on board with it, and
you made it a problem for everyone else. Which is why I don't really like the actor. I mean, I know he's probably older, you probably have regrets. Well, he does those little
I would hope that he has some regrets, but sometimes when you listen to him, it doesn't seem like he does.
That's your only show. That's your only thing you're known for, so you have to pretend like it's this big. It's bigger than it actually is.
Well, also, too, let's just be honest about things. Like, you know, show that you've evolved, and just be honest. Say what it was. Say what it is. Say, like, present the good and the bad.
I actually understand it a little bit, because he's poor.
Yeah, I get it, but you're still responsible.
All the rest of them, like you said, the rest of them have sore spoons in their mouths. You all are trying to get on, and you kind of messed it up for everyone. Or a few cheap laughs.
Wow. And that's what it boils down to.
Exactly. A few cheap laughs.
Just a few cheap laughs. So, I have a love-hate relationship with it. I love the show, but then, like you said, when you watch it, there are things that you're like, what's that about?
Exactly. That make you cringe.
Why couldn't Florida just get a job while James was alive?
Exactly.
Why wasn't she allowed to do that? Because I think it would have helped. And believe you me, there are working husbands and wives, and there's still struggle.
But also, too, in the 70s, you know, men didn't really want their wives working, and James was always comparing himself to white families and their wives to stay home. So you probably, but still, if James isn't going to keep a state job,
you gotta.
Someone does need to.
It wasn't his fault. He was never really ever fired. He was just laid off. And that's not his fault.
That's too. When they accomplished stuff, it never amounts to anything. When James got that
his degree
mm-hmm. for forklifting.
Yeah.
He should have been able to find something even after the Alaska thing fell apart.
Thank you.
She just gave up because of Alaska.
And so, what was he doing? Brady's, like, lingerie or something. Lifting stuff off of the car box. Wash, you know, dishwasher. So he's always working.
I think Flora, she got that job. Wait, at the department, at the department store. So maybe her diploma she got in season two, the high school diploma, mm-hmm. maybe that worked out. Thelma was always about college, and she didn't really... I'm not saying you can't go to college and not do what you plan on doing, but it was such a big thing for Thelma that she got all these scholarships, and then you go to school, and then...
Yeah, they just kind of let it fall flat.
Exactly.
The only person who was really kind of focused on the college thing at the end was Michael.
Exactly. Just Michael.
And he said he was going to live in a dorm or apartment off... Apartment off campus or something.
Be visiting. And even then, Florida didn't want to go.
Can we?
I get it. You don't want to mess. You know you're married. You might have a baby. I understand it. But come on, really? You're gonna stay together after all this time? We're telling you to come on.
If you tell me to come on, I'm coming.
Oh my!
I'm like, my bags are packed.
See, my basement's always open for you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Same here. Thank you. It's called family, and I'm going. I'm going. You got something better? I'm there. I am there. So I have enjoyed this immensely.
Me too. It was fun.
And I cannot wait to do the next.
Today, Sanderson. And then we should talk about Roseanne and the Connors. Maybe we have to watch an episode of Connors and then compare the two.
You know how I am. I'm a loyalist.
Don't watch it.
But for the sake of the conversation, I do want to be informed. So maybe I'll, you know.
Maybe.
Grin and bear and see. I just. Because I love Roseanne. I love the show Roseanne. I watch it. I love the show. In a lot of ways, I feel like it is our life. Mm-hmm. Like, strangely, a mix of we're black, but, you know, trying to make it, you know, not rich by any means.
I relate to Roseanne.
I relate to the show a lot. I love the show. So, yeah, let's do that. And I'll let you pick which one we do next. And we'll see if it's just me and you or if we can get your siblings to join in. We'll see. If not, this was fun.
It was fun.
So thank you, Taylor.
Thank you, Mama.
And thank you all for spending time with us. And until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.